Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is time to check in with Dr. Bob Weiss from Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. Good morning, Dr. Weiss.
Hey, good morning to you and your listeners. It's a wonderful day out there, isn't it?
Well, perhaps if you're a duck.
Oh, man.
You like the rain.
I tell you, quack, quack. What I want to talk about, we haven't talked about this. Gee, I suppose we have, but I just can't recall. I was going over some topics we've covered, and this is something that's been coming up certainly in my life, and I think probably in the life of many of the listeners, and that has to deal with aging. I've been reading a few articles in some magazines on aging, and of course, some people are still trying to seek out immortality. There's the Artificial Institute for Intelligence, and they're trying to work on, trying to find the gene for aging so they can stop it. Some people have found that in some mice, they have mice living 5 years longer than usual by messing around with the genes, but guess what? They still die. And the downside of this is for people who are kind of the sandwich generation, who are taking care of their parents, plus they're taking care of their kids like I'm doing and perhaps you're doing and other people are doing. I ran into some people this weekend that were struggling over this, and they were asking, they said, Bob, what do we do? You know, we have our kids here. We have our mom and dad over there. They demand our kids, of course, you know, they have things to do, their younger children. And we're just kind of caught between a rock and a hard place, you know, and so they're looking for me, you know. This is one of the issues of being a teacher at the seminary. Everybody thinks we have answers for everything. And I said, I'm struggling through the same thing. And we also have the fourth commandment to honor your father and your mother. And I said, usually my way of looking at this, because older people that have retired and perhaps are in a, say, Lutheran senior service center or some other care facility or living with their children, or perhaps by themselves, they get pretty alone. They get despondent, and they think nobody cares for them. And, I mean, I run into this with my mom, who's 94. And so how do we deal with these kinds of things in terms of living well and dying well in Christ? And I think, from my viewpoint, I always have put first my parents. You know, if some things happen where, for example, your mom or your dad or both need your services, and then let's say your children have a basketball game coming up, I look at it this way. I say, you know, I can go to other basketball games or soccer games or cheerleading contests, but I can't always go to my mom and dad. And so in doing this, I'm trying to teach, and I think this is how God is always doing this when you look at aging in the Old Testament. God is always teaching, so then I say, look, kids, if I can get to the game, I will, but mom right now needs my attention, or my dad needs my attention. Perhaps it's an aunt or an uncle that need the attention that you're taking care of. So I always tend to look at their life as it is right now and how that can be used to teach younger generations that, you know, if I'm ever in this position, you know, what have you learned from me? So this is kind of a Pauline sort of a teaching. What I've received, I passed on. But I think frequently the fourth commandment doesn't get talked much about, you know, in terms of honoring your father and your mother, those who are in authority. So it doesn't require an awful lot of, I guess you might say, thinking, but it does require an awful lot of praying and not looking into yourself. But as Paul writes in Philippians 2, you look at others as better than yourself. And I think from that point, that's the lesson that when I was talking with these two couples, they go, yeah, I know, that's kind of how we approach it, but sometimes it's difficult. And I say, well, you know, then you have to pray about it, you know, and then you have to take a look at the big picture and do in Christ what you need to be doing first and foremost for your parents, and then explain it to your children. And I've never really had any difficulty with that. So I think that's one of the things that I wanted to share about taking care of older adults, is that there's always teaching moments that God gives us.
Absolutely. And we have just about a minute left, but our culture, I think, is more and more moving toward valuing only those who are what we might consider productive, and not valuing older adults as they become some might call a burden on us, on a younger generation. But that's not how we should view life, right?
No. We Galatians 6:2, we bear one another's burdens, thus fulfill the law of Christ. And so in that sense, God is always teaching. And I think, you know, they're not a burden. They have an awful lot to share with us in terms of their Christian witness and how God has moved them in their lives through the work of the Spirit by His grace. And so we can learn, and they can teach us as well, and certainly grandchildren, nieces, nephews, and other relatives. So there's always something to be learned from those who are, quote-unquote, much wiser, as the Old Testament calls it, the hoary head. You know, those who have been around and seen things, and they do have the love of God in Christ, and they have the wisdom that God has given to them over these ages. And I believe we need to tap into it instead of just shutting the tap water off. We need to take care of them, like you said, bear their burden as well.
And
in other words, I want to be your burden, basically.
And from that generation, we can learn, as you pointed out, there's so much that we can learn. There's more than meets the eye than just outward what we consider productivity. There's a lot that we can learn in those relationships, in those situations, when we
That's
care
right.
for
and
those.
And they love to teach us, too.
Mm-hmm.
They love to talk, and they have a lot to tell us, especially about living the life of Christ in this world. It's good stuff.
Yes, absolutely, and that's I think the importance of us worshiping together too, of you know, all ages worshiping together and being the saints together and joining together in all that God has given us and giving thanks for that.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up the body of Christ. That's where it all rests. Everybody is together in this community in Christ.
That's absolutely. Good. Well, thanks, Dr. Weiss. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you for the one. Appreciate your call.
Have Bye-bye. A good week. Coming up in just a little bit, we've got our study of the Daily New Testament reading. Stick around for more His Time right after this.